This is your weekly security and privacy news headline story from the ThreatWire studio, and I am Shannon Morse. UEFI, or I like to say UEFI, or the Unified Extensible Firmware Interface, was found to have, depending on the vendor, as much as 23 different vulnerabilities considered high severity. These could be exploited either locally or, in some cases, remotely to invalidate important hardware security features, install persistent malicious software or code, create backdoors, send commands to an attacker-controlled server, exfiltrate sensitive data, and so much more. Originally found by researchers over at Binarily, the critical vulnerabilities do require some sort of privileged access, with physical access making them very, very easy to exploit. Now, these affect several different manufacturers, including Fujitsu, HP, Lenovo, Dell, Microsoft, Intel, Juniper Networks, and several more. All of the vulnerabilities have CVEs, but I won't list all of those here because there's a lot of them and that would take forever. UEFI is a part of a computer's firmware, which helps your computer get booted up into your operating system. If you are using an x86 system, for example, UEFI is stored in the flash memory chip for the motherboard. UEFI and its predecessor slash alternative, which is called the BIOS, start up whenever your computer starts up, and you can access it to modify low-level software and hardware changes, including some security settings, the boot order, and several other options. The vulnerabilities exist within the Inside Software's Inside H2O UEFI firmware, and they could be exploited by an attacker to execute that arbitrary code with SMM, which stands for the System Management Mode Permissions. That's a problem since SMM handles things like hardware configuration, power management, thermals, and several other options as well. Now, the attacker could chain together several of the issues to bypass security features or install malware with persistence. The reason why so many OEMs were affected is because they all use Inside-based firmware SDKs to develop their own firmware. Inside did release firmware patches, but each and every single OEM needs to implement the patch release schedule themselves, which unfortunately means that many devices will probably never receive patches because they are already EOL, end of life, or they are nearing end of life and they are no longer supported. I report on cybersecurity news every single week, so if you want to hear more, check out patreon.com/threatwire. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you next time.